Hungary's Orbán, George Soros is the most corrupt man in the world. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 25, 2020. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán blasted billionaire disruptor George Soros Wednesday, denouncing his efforts to create a European empire under the banner of a global open society. In his written statement, Mr. Orbán replies to a November 18 article by George Soros published in Project Syndicate in which Mr. Soros attacks Hungary and Poland for vetoing the European Union's proposed €1.15 trillion seven-year budget. In his article, Soros instructs the leaders of the European Union to severely punish those member states that do not want to become part of a unifying European empire under the banner of a global open society, Orbán writes. Soros is an economic criminal who made his money through speculation, ruining the lives of millions of people, and even blackmailing entire national economies, Orbán states, noting that many believe that prime ministers must not debate with economic criminals, just as governments must not negotiate with terrorists. Yet now I am compelled to do so, Orbán declares. Whereas in his article Soros describes himself as a committed supporter of the EU as a model of an open society, Mr. Orbán insists that Europe's strength has always been derived from its nations. Every attempt to unify Europe under the aegis of empire has failed, Orbán insists. Thus historical experience tells us that Europe will be great again if its nations become great again, and resist all forms of imperial ambition. Great forces are once again moving to eradicate the nations of Europe and unify the continent under the aegis of a global empire, the Hungarian PM continues. The Soros network, which has woven itself through Europe's bureaucracy and its political elite, has for years been working to make Europe an emigrant continent. Today, the Soros network, which promotes a global open society and seeks to abolish national frameworks, is the greatest threat faced by the states of the European Union, he adds. The goals of the network are obvious: to create multi-ethnic, multicultural open societies by accelerating migration, and to dismantle national decision-making, placing it in the hands of a global elite. In the midst of a series of crises, economic, migration, health, the need for European solidarity, for European nations to come together to help each other, has never been greater, Orbán asserts. During all these crises, this speculator, who calls himself a philanthropist, did not consider the interests of the people of Europe, but acted to his own advantage, Orbán states. Memorably, he attacked the Hungarian forint and Hungary's largest bank in the economic crisis, and he planned to speed up, distribute and finance the resettlement of immigrants during the migrant crisis, and now he is proposing that member states punish one another, instead of embracing solidarity and mutual assistance. George Soros is openly intervening, attempting to put pressure on nation states and to set the peoples of Europe against one another, Orbán declares. On the payroll of George Soros are a long list of politicians, journalists, judges, bureaucrats and political agitators masquerading as members of civil society organizations, he states. And although the billionaire accuses all his enemies of corruption, he himself is the most corrupt man in the world. He pays off and buys whoever he can, and those whom he cannot bribe will be slandered, humiliated, intimidated and destroyed by the network through its formidable weapon, the left-wing media battalions, he claimed. The true goal of the Soros network is to create a unified empire, Orbán asserts, which will force a unified way of thinking, a unified culture and a unified social model on Europe's free and independent nations. Opposed to national sovereignty, the network seeks to rescind the right of every people to decide its own destiny, he adds. Hungary's history, along with other nations of Central Europe, has been a relentless struggle for freedom against great empires, a repeated battle to win our right to decide our own destinies, Orbán declares. We have bitter first-hand experience that every imperial endeavor brings enslavement. The battle for and against the new Brussels Empire has not yet been decided, Orbán writes. Brussels seems to be surrendering, but many nation-states continue to resist. If we want to preserve our freedom, Europe must not succumb to the Soros network, he concludes. Follow @ Williams Rome.